As the upper floors of the Trade Center towers burned, inside, employees scrambled to escape.
But Eddie's second floor, and I don't know where my peers are. I don't know. I hope God they're okay. That's all I can say. I don't know what. We saw a shadow. It looked like a plane. Next thing we know, it was boom, and the floor started shaking. And then we saw debris fall down, and next thing we know, we had to get out of the building. We stuck on the stairs for a while. We finally got down to the lobby. Then we get to the lobby. There's this big explosion.
As soon as you got hit, I was thrown to a window. So I was very lucky to get out. There's a lot of people that didn't get out. There's a lot of people coming down the stairs, burnt up. It's bad.
On the street, New Yorkers looked up and watched in horror.
And then we saw the people jumping. We saw what we thought was debris. We realized it was people jumping.
I started seeing people just started jumping out of the window, like the 96th floor. It just started, one at a time in different parts of the building. I just started seeing people just drop. And I must have counted like 30 or 40 people, you know.
Rescue workers raced to the scene. But then, some 90 minutes after the attack,
oh my God, there it comes!
Soot and rubble were everywhere, and with it, chaos.
What scared me the most was the panic, and people were running, and you just saw this great big cloud of dust just coming from the center of the building and mushrooming out towards the river. There was people had no place to go. People were going to jump in the river. They were going to swim. They were jumping on a boat. They were breaking glass to get into nearby homes and restaurants.
There was, you know, dust and whatnot everywhere.
The second building has just come down.
You okay, officer?
Firefighters and police officers found themselves momentarily helpless. Trained to save others, they suddenly had to save themselves.